Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I think this is where we get to talk about Black Sabbath.
All right, it's day two. It's Apollo 66 here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan. Patrick Foster is off today, but that's okay. He carries me a lot, so I owe him big time. I'm here with Apollo 66, Travis and Alex up there in Silver Spring, Maryland. And you guys play a monthly show in Silver Spring first Saturday of every month, right? And you invite like two or three other bands, different bands each time to come play with you. How's that been going?
It's gone pretty steady. We love doing it for the sense of community that it creates, you know, and there's a lot of musicians in Silver Spring, and it's nice to have something steady that people can count on is going to always be happening, you know, that first Saturday of every month. We were just talking about the other day, and it's a bit of a lift for us because, you know, there's no equipment there. They just let us use the space for the evening. So, you know, we load in all the equipment and then we load it out at the end of the night, which is the part that sucks. You know, it's not as much fun, but it's a lot of fun for us. And, you know, we get to curate an evening, which is the best part, you know, and we're not like concerned about so much about like bringing in money for the bar and that kind of thing, which is right. Always the situation everywhere, which makes it no fun for people to play, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Booking is tough. Mm-hmm.
We've got a bit of a regular crowd, which is nice. I always think of it as kind of it's a bit like a house party, you know? I mean, you can just wander in. Nobody's charging at the door or anything. Drinks are pretty cheap. And like I said, you see a lot of the same faces each month, it is a bit of a clubhouse, I guess.
It's cool. It's a great atmosphere. And I'll just tell listeners a quick little story here. And I know this is backed up. Other people witnessed the same thing and told me this. When we did our most recent Suburbs Fest, in conjunction with your first Saturday night show, one of the acts we had that we booked for you was this guy, Jay Schnitt. And he's more of like a folk singer, although he has a lot of attitude, you know, too.
Sure.
So
really
I think he's punk in spirit, but definitely not in presentation.
Right.
And so... And he was on fairly early, and he was playing, and I noticed because you guys were coming on a little later, there was a moment there while in his set where it seemed like some of the regulars were starting to file in, some of the Apollo 66 crowd, right? And you could tell because they're like, you know, wearing black and stuff, you know, looking kind of tough, right? And so, you could almost see on their faces that like this quizzical look, like, who's this guy? What's going on here? This isn't what we expected. But Jay Schnitt is like, his lyrics are so like pointed and like really capture your attention that we were watching people's faces and we could see them turn, and he was like, you know, winning them over.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just thought that was a great moment.
I had a conversation with a number of people at the end of the night on how good his set was, and it is just really impressed, like just the thought that went into his songs, the lyrics, the structure, like just good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well, you had the whole one man band thing going too with the drum kick and all of that. That was awesome.
No, he's something. Yeah. So thank you for accommodating us there. And I think it really worked out.
I love what you guys have built, and it's awesome to be a part of it, really, and to witness it, and like the camaraderie that you guys have is really great.
Well, I know for sure that a lot of people, a lot of listeners to this podcast, a lot of people who have come to the fests have become big fans of you guys. So let's dive back into this new EP, We Could Be Gone. And yesterday we talked about the first song. We're going to go through three more here today. The next song is Ain't Nobody Home.
Nobody.
Okay, anything to discuss lyrically with that song?
Yeah, so I was telling Alex earlier, you can always count on me for talking about my feelings. I'm pretty good at getting in touch with like dark places, like just on a personal level, you know, just, and so I think that was just a moment in time of feeling kind of, you know, like you get in a fight with somebody, an argument, you're not getting along, whatever it is, you know, certain points in time in life in which you feel that the idea that you are utterly alone in the world. And at the end of the day, it is just you and your interpretation of the world and things. And they may not be reality either. And, you know, it's saying that, you know, you may see me here, but I'm really just a shell, moving along in life and getting, sorry, I was trying to explain the mindset at the time, but,
I thought it was about partying.
Oh no, it's always disguised. You know, just of like, I'm moving through the actions in life, of what's expected of me as a human being. But I can tell you inside this, you know, it's not, you know, it's like, you know, you're forever that like 15-year-old kid growing up. You know, you're still, you know, you're still the same person. You just have more aches and pains. You know, that's it. So, yeah, that's kind of the idea behind that.
Right. Okay. All right. The next song is Lost and Found. Two questions for you here. First off, I want to say there obviously is a theme here going, because we have heard We Could Be Gone, Ain't Nobody Home, and now Lost and Found, right? So there's definitely something here. You were talking about, Travis, about these feelings of place, or, you know, where you fit or don't, right? There's something, I think, and maybe that's to me, I guess maybe that's sort of like the phase of life we're in or something, right? Like, no matter, you know, we have it pretty good, but, you know, there's always a sense of like, I don't know, it's kind of that like, how did I get here moment, right? I don't know if you guys experience those kinds of things, right?
Yeah, I think it does kind of fit that way, although it wasn't what I was thinking of. Wow, that's really interesting. I was thinking more about being a kid, actually.
Yeah, going back to the 15-year-old kid, right?
Yeah, I mean, part of that. So I was a military brat, and I grew up moving around all over the place and moving often. And so kind of the germ of the idea for the song was, you know, just this feeling when you live in one place for 1 year and then you move on and you feel like you weren't ever really there, and you just have this very kind of tangential connection to a place after place and you never really put down roots. That was sort of the idea, kind of disconnection growing up. But yeah, you're totally right. I mean, that can apply to getting older and sort of not recognizing life as you get older.
right. That feeling stays with you forever in some way, right?
Right, totally.
And you're always sort of looking for, or there's maybe you're either sort of continuing to look for something, or there's always kind of a feeling somewhere underneath of some unease, right? I don't know, you know.
Let's just make
stuff up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty universal, I think, but that feeling of being slightly disconnected at times, you know, and feeling a little ghostly, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Now my second question, just musically on this, and it applies to many of your songs. You guys are a riff heavy band, right? And so do you write the riff first and then sort of build a song around it? Or sometimes, or do you come up with a melody first and then like write a riff to match the song? How does that happen?
I think this is where we get to talk about Black Sabbath, right? Tony Iommi. Definitely one of my heroes, you know, like the best riffs ever, right? I could say for me, like I usually come up with the riff first, and I'm trying to change that think about the melody first, which is different for me because I've always been guitar focused first.
Right, right.
But it's really limiting, you know, songwriting wise. I've always been riff first. I don't think it's the same for you.
No, I think it is. Yeah, I think again, if I'm sort of humming a song while I'm walking the dog or riding the motorcycle or something, I mean, I'll have a riff in my head and just start kind of mumbling nonsense lyrics to the riff. So I guess the riff comes first. I love melodies and I love thinking about melodies, but I guess I like thinking of a melody with a riff already in place and thinking about how a melody could kind of stretch it and kind of recontextualize the riff after the riff's already kind of established, I guess. So I think I'm riff first too.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm learning these things about you, Alex. Like a melody first.
All right. We got one more song here on the EP. It is called No Denying. Okay, so yesterday when we were talking a little bit about how your sound has grown and so on, I think this was the song that came to mind in particular. It has a bit of a trippy sort of quality to it. Do you guys feel the same way?
Yeah. I mean, this was definitely like straight up garage rock song.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that kind of classic kind of riff. Simple, stripped down. But then, like, you know, talking about our writing process. So, you know, I had like, you know, the main set of verses, chorus and stuff. And then, you know, Alex took it and added that, the bridge part. You know, we go to A and it gets a little like, it slows down a little bit. And at first I didn't like it. And then I loved it. And there's like kind of the trippy part. It's got kind of a Jonestown, like a Brian Jonestown Massacre kind of feel to it, which makes it so good, you know?
Yeah. And it goes in a different, I mean, a significantly different enough place.
Yeah.
That
gives,
gives us, it makes it more interesting. There's also what I love about that is the kind of stepping stone feel to the chorus, which is, I mean, here in DC, the punk rock bands, you know, back when we were kids, like almost all of them would do a version of Stepping Stone at some point in their set lists.
That's right.
I guess this is our attempt to do Stepping Stone, a little bit of it.
No, that makes sense. That makes great sense now that you mention that. Because I definitely, I definitely heard like that kind of 60s sensibility, I think, to the song, you know?
Right.
And then you even hear that with the backing vocals and that sort of thing, right? It's like it has those touches to it. If you only had some hand claps, that would be my
I think we might even try. I don't know if it was that song. We've definitely tried it and we just felt like we couldn't quite capture it. And that was just a limitation of our recording process, I think.
Well, and your hands are weird.
And my hands are weird. They're really weird. I mean, they're really large and, you know, it's just awkward.
We couldn't
it's
get the mix awkward. Right on your hands.
All right. Well, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Fun to talk to you.
So reminder, everybody, go to Bandcamp, apollo66.bandcamp.com. Check out this new record, We Could Be Gone. And what is next for Apollo 66?
We've got another Legion show on the what of
December 3rd.
December 3rd, another show with Waking Lily and Coast Guard, both bands that are friends of ours. Coast Guard from Baltimore, Waking Lily from right around here. And then we've got a show in January in Burtonsville. I'm new to this. Apparently, they've been doing shows at this restaurant called Restaurant 198. It used to be called something else that I forget. I was unaware of it, but they've had a series of shows there going way back, I guess, kind of like we're doing at the Legion. So we're going to play Restaurant 198 on January 28th. It's a Saturday.
And then we have we're not a cover band by any shape or means, but we do make an exception for David Bowie. And this will be our second year doing the Bowie tribute show in February. But beyond that, I think
at the Pie Shop.
Yeah, at the Pie Shop. And I think beyond that, that we really want to focus on doing some more recording and writing, because that's one thing about doing the Legion shows. It takes a lot of our time.
Right.
And which means it takes away from our writing a bit. And we want to get back to that a bit, you know, putting songs together and putting them out.
Excellent. All right. And are there other places people can find out more information about Apollo 66?
Yeah, I would say we have a website. We try to keep maintained. I would say, Instagram and Facebook are probably it for now until those, you know, like Twitter just fall apart. And then, you know, we'll go back to mailing things, I guess.
Apollo66rock.com.
Yes. That's it.
There you go. And I should mention too, you have a previous EP as well.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And some live stuff on the website and great pictures.
Lots of great pictures
of us dancing around.
We have a lot of photographer friends. So unfortunately we're the subjects.
The pictures are great. I'm not sure about the subjects of the pictures, but.
And I don't know if this was apparent to the listeners or not, but, you know, we're talking here with Travis and Alex, but the band, when you see them live, I mean, the band is, it's a three piece. This is it, man. And they make a big, big sound. So it's a lot. You guys are working hard.
A lot of that is due to Jeremy, who's drumming with us now, who I've known for like 30 years. But man, he's just got this really sharp, energetic style. It's really, really a lot of fun to play with him.
He keeps us in line. He's a real musician.
Yeah.
So he's forcing us to learn some things. And I also want to call out Chris too, who, when she can make it, plays tambourines with us and just makes it a million times better.
Yes. That adds more to that 60s garage kind of feel.
For sure.
I think. Absolutely. Yes. And all right. Thanks very much, Alex, Travis. I'm sure I'll see you guys play again soon. At some point, we'll get you to cross the river and play down here.
We'd love to.
Definitely.
in the Commonwealth. All right. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan on behalf of Patrick Foster. I am signing off now. And thanks again to Paul 66. And we'll talk to you all later.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Thanks, Jim. And my hands are weird.